All right, welcome everyone to another deep dive. Today we're tackling the world of in vitro diagnostics.
IVDs.
IVDs, exactly. Yep. And specifically, we're looking at the impact of these new European regulations.
Right.
You know, these are the tests that happen, well, outside the body.
Yeah.
Like, that pregnancy test you pick up at the store, or maybe that blood glucose monitor you see at the doctor's office.
Those are the ones.
Those are the ones.
Exactly.
So for this deep dive, you've given me a whole bunch of stuff on IVDR, which I guess is the...
In vitro diagnostic regulation.
The in vitro diagnostic regulation. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we've got IVDR CE marking. Explain in one minute. We've got IVDR technical documentation.
Mm-hmm.
We've got performance evaluation in vitro diagnostic devices, performance evaluation plan, and a performance evaluation report.
Yeah.
So a lot to get through. What do you say we just dive right in?
Sounds good to me.
So first up, this CE marking thing.
Okay.
What exactly is this CE marking? This document says it could be explained in a minute. So what is it?
Well, yeah. So basically the CE marking is this. Like a stamp of approval from the EU that basically says, hey, this product, this IVD, is safe to use.
Okay.
It meets all the health, safety, and environmental requirements.
Wow.
It's mandatory for anything sold in the European Economic Area, you know?
So no CE marking, no selling in Europe?
Pretty much.
Okay, so. Mm. And this new IVDR, it sounds like it's upping the ante here.
Oh, absolutely. It's made the whole process a lot stricter. The standards for safety and effectiveness are way higher now.
I see. So that makes sense why there are all these other documents about technical documentation and performance evaluation. I mean, how do these fit in with this whole CE marking process?
Well, because of these new higher standards from the IVDR, you can't just slap a CE marking on any old IVD.
Okay.
You have to prove, right, you have to demonstrate that it actually meets all these requirements.
Right.
So that's where the technical documentation comes in. It's like, imagine a giant, like a file,
yeah,
detailing everything about your device, you know, design, intended use, risk management.
Oh, wow. A whole biography of the device.
Exactly. It's even got clinical data that backs up any claims you make about your IVD.
It's a lot of paperwork.
Oh, it can be. And for smaller companies, it can get overwhelming, especially if they don't have, you know, a whole team dedicated to regulatory stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. It sounds like you really need a guide to navigate all of this.
You got it.
Especially when you see these performance evaluation documents, like these reports, they're so in-depth. It's,
yeah.
What exactly is involved in a performance evaluation?
So performance evaluation is all about showing with data that your IVD actually does what it claims to do.
Okay.
And that it does it safely and effectively.
Right.
You have to look at things like accuracy, precision, and like the limits of what it can detect.
I see.
You know, there are different kinds of studies involved too.
Okay.
Like analytical studies, you know, in a lab, or clinical studies with actual patients. Then all this data has to be analyzed.
Right.
And presented in a way that shows you're compliant with the IVDR.
Okay. So say I'm a company. I've developed like a really cool new diagnostic test, and I want to bring it to the European market.
Mm-hmm.
How do I make sure I'm meeting all these IVDR requirements? It seems pretty daunting.
Well, that's where a company like i3C Global comes in.
Why?
They really specialize in helping manufacturers understand and meet all these IVDR demands.
So they know this stuff inside and out.
They do. Their team can help you every step of the way, you know,
okay,
from putting together that technical dossier to designing those performance evaluation studies. They can even help you prep for the notified body audits.
Right, the audits. Those are mandatory, right?
Absolutely.
i3C Global sounds like a lifesaver for anyone going through this.
For sure.
So, okay, we've got these two documents here, a performance evaluation plan,
mm-hmm,
and a performance evaluation report. What's the difference between these two? They sound pretty similar.
Well, think of the performance evaluation plan as your roadmap.
Nice.
So, like, before you even start,
right,
you outline exactly what studies you're going to do,
okay,
how you're going to do them,
okay,
and, you know, what data you need to collect to show you meet the IVDR rules.
So it's like a blueprint for your performance evaluation.
Exact.
Okay, and then the report.
The performance evaluation report. That's where you present, like, the results of all your hard work.
Okay.
You analyze all the data you collected,
uh-huh,
and then basically say, yep, our IVD meets the performance criteria, or, you know, it doesn't.
Gotcha. And this report is a big part of that technical documentation you need for the CE marking.
Exactly. It's a key component.
It's really interesting how much goes into bringing one of these tests to market. It's not just about, you know, coming up with the technology. You have to prove it's safe and effective at every step.
That's the key.
And with this IVDR, it's even more crucial.
It is, but with the right help, it doesn't have to be a nightmare.
Right, right.
Like I said, companies like i3C Global can guide you through it all.
Yeah, they really seem like the go-to people for navigating this whole IVDR and CE marking process.
Absolutely, they've got the expertise.
Yeah.
And they really know how to help manufacturers get their IVDs onto the European market.
Okay, so to recap, CE marking is essential for selling IVDs in Europe.
That's right.
And the IVDR has made the requirements stricter.
It has.
So you need a solid performance evaluation to prove your IVD is up to snuff.
Absolutely.
And for all of that, i3C Global sounds like they can really help.
Couldn't agree more.
So much to think about here. For anyone listening, I have a question for you. If these stricter regulations lead to safer and more effective diagnostics, what trade-offs, if any, are acceptable in terms of the time it takes to bring the product to market, or even the cost of development? It's a tough question with no easy answers. That's all the time we have for today, so thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of IVDs and the new European regulations.